If you have the disposable income to have 4 outfit changes at your wedding, wifey, don't make your mans look an afterthought. Because who are you going to take the pictures with? Come on! Well, welcome, party people, to the nation's favorite podcast. Of course, I'm talking about none other than Sincerely Accra. Yes. You know, I was recently listening to the Stay By Plan pod. And at the beginning of the episode, they say, welcome to the best podcast in the world. And I say, they sound just as delusional as I do when I say it. Shout out to you, Afia Zoo. They sound, I mean, listen, for those who get it, like, I'll be sitting on here talking about the nation's favorite podcast. The nation. well, anyway, I want to give a quick shout out. Oh my goodness. I just started the episode off with chaos. I want to give a quick shout out to the nation. Another nation. Oh my God. Listen. Oh. I don't even know if Kwame's going to keep all of this in here, but I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer. Yes, of course, guys, if you are listening to this podcast for the very first time, I don't do this alone. I talk alone, but I don't do it alone. I have a co-creator and a producer who's been working with me on this podcast for 8 years. That's Mr. Kwame Asantefori. Yes, and I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report. Yes, GCR stands for Gold Coast Report, okay? And they are the number one podcast hosting network. Where? In Idaho, Ghana. Yes, yes, yes. If you're sitting with a sincerity and they just sang that part and on key, don't be disheveled, girl. That's gonna be you next 2 weeks. You're gonna catch up very soon. But anyway, welcome to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. I'm your host, Joseph NT, and you are going to be going on this journey with me in the driver's seat, okay? Actually, technically, I want to say Kwame is the mechanic, no, but no. Oh, is he the mate?
You done lost your damn mind. When you get your damn mind, you call me.
Like, if I'm using a church analogy, am I the one driving it? I don't think I'm the one driving. You know what? I'm the mate because, you know, I'm making a spectacle of myself so that people will get on the bus. You know what I mean? And that's what I do when I come and see it. I'm acting a damn fool. Yeah, because he's the one. Like, he's more like coordinated, calling for the meetings and the... Oh, my God. Anyway, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you who know, well, for those of you who don't know, this is the part of the episode where we get into what is trending. And listen, these days, a lot be trending at the same time. Call it simultaneous equation. I want to start off by just saying, wow, 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 wow. How many wows were those for? I want to say a big wow to the Ghana City, who's doing its big one right now, okay? The Ghana City is in its big girl era. You know, all the financial pages are writing about the Ghana City. They're talking about the Ghana City is that bitch. You know what I mean? And I would just like to humbly say to the Ghana City, you know, just, you know, dwell. Not dwell, but like, you know, just sit in your greatness, you know, relax, don't do too much. Like, no, this is not a time for you to get ambitious. This is not a time for you to try start a new hobby. No. Sit down and just relax. Put your feet up. You've been through it. You've been through it. Last year alone, you've been through it. So it's great to see you thriving. And I just want you to take a seat. Put your feet up. Okay. What's your favorite food? Is it fufu? Ah. Is it fufu? Ibewamo? Aye. Do you want me? Don't be in a rush to go anywhere. The streets are rugged. Outside is not nice. Okay, then. Then I'll show you. 가야지만 다시. Exactly. Big shout out to you. You do your big one, girl. You do your big one. So I want to start by saying, guys, this is not even supposed to be part of my what's trending, but I just started watching Forever, like right now, like 3 hours ago before I started, I hit record. And you know, there's this thing that always happens. Every time I find a show that I'm about to obsess over, I literally discovered or decide to watch it at night on a week, on a work week. So what happens is that I'm going to end up like around 1 a.m. I will realize that I've been up late and I need to go to bed because I have work, but I'll be in a weird position where it's like, this is so good. I know it's going to be there when I come back, but I don't want to go and sleep. I need to see what happens in the next episode. And this is where I'm at. Listen, Mara Brock Akil, I know you gave us Girlfriends, but that was a comedy. And in as much as there were lots of comedies out of the Black persuasion in the era, yours was one of the ones that we remember fondly. Yours was one of the ones that we actually hoped you continued, you know. You know, I should have expected this when I saw the Regina King. Y'all know I almost said Hall. Regina King was directing this. This is so good. This is, guys, I've only watched the first two episodes and I know. Take it from me. You know me. I'm a very, like, I really be absorbing, like, oh my goodness. Let me tell you something. So my friend Sandra and Wendy, my friend Sandra and Wendy, and then Audrey, Wendy's sister, they've been hounding me. Oh, if you watch Forever, oh, watch Forever. Let's watch Forever so we can talk about it. Why am I doing that voice? They don't even sound like that. Anyway, and I've been putting it up because I feel like the last time they were this hyped about me watching a show was this South African show called The River. And quite frankly, it's not like the show is bad. I just didn't have the zest for life that they had. These girls were learning the language. You know, they were deep into the whole thing. And when I went to watch it, The River was okay, but it wasn't like, oh my God, we sit in a group chat and talk about it type, like, you know what I mean? So I just feel like, based off of that last suggestion, I wasn't really so keen on Forever because I was like, oh, the way these girls are insistent, you know? I've been doing my Prison Break rewatch. This is the first time I'm doing a rewatch since I watched as a kid. And I'm on season 4, right? And it's going to, like, I've been watching Prison Break for at least 2 weeks now. And I feel all Schofielded out. So I said, okay, let me just watch one episode of Forever. I started watching the show and I hated it. I mean, know that I wouldn't say I hated it because honestly, the music was so good. That's another thing about the show. The show is, look, it is well-written. It's well-written. The score is amazing. They're using all of these great songs and it's well-placed. And if you listen to it, it's literally, do you know what I feel like? I feel like this is a distant cousin of Insecure. Yes, because they are shooting Black people so beautifully. Anyway. The movie starts, and very quickly, I realize about to be a boy meets girl thing. And honestly, some of these things can get very sappy. They can get very surface level. Like, how many boy meets girl movies are we going to see? You know what I mean? And how many spins are you going to put on it? So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to get through the first episode. Because usually when people would suggest shows to me and I'm not so keen, I watch the first episode so I can tell them that, you know what? I've seen the first episode. It wasn't for me. So I'm just preparing myself to sit through this sappy, you know, teenagers, high school drama thing. And the movie theater scene happens and Keisha runs off. And Justin's going, Keisha. And the whole time, my anxiety is through the roof because I'm like, you just bought this expensive bag and you put it on the floor. Somebody can take it from the floor. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, you're going to steal the bag. No, but I was like, oh my God. And I kept watching. Like, these, I love that the characters, the main characters are, they're so deeply real. Like, they're flawed. They have their redeeming qualities. They, like, oh my God, this is real TV. Guys, these characters are us. Almost every, like, I was watching, like, the different moments and things happening, and I was relating to different things. Like, oh my goodness, when he got, look, I'm trying not to spoil it for you guys, but this thing has been out for a while. I feel like I'm even late to the party. But, like, when his phone got seized, oh my God. right? And every single time, like, I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it, right? Every time, like, somebody would text her or something, she had to check her phone. And once it was even her mother, like, has that not happened to you? You are waiting for that text, and your parents will be texting you, it like, one by one. Like, mommy, send one block text so that every single time I hear a ding, I don't think it's from, you know what I mean? Oh my God, I love it so much. And I feel like I'm going to go to Sandra and then she's going to be like, I told you. But anyway, shout out to that. Mara Brooke Akil and Regina King. Shout out to y'all. I didn't learn about the writer. I don't know. Listen, shout out to you guys. And also Lovey Simone. Oh my God, the lead character, the girl. I knew you from Greenleaf and it's so good. Because I've always thought you were such a pretty girl. And I wasn't a great actress because like Greenleaf, you didn't really show much. Like, it was a bit one note, girl. You know what I mean? But I was happy to see you. You're thriving in this one. Oh my goodness. Oh my, I love it. Do you know what? This is like Insecure and rap shit. And I can say that because both are from Issa Rae. Because you know the scene where her, Keisha's mother and Keisha's mother's friends. I love the blackness over there. And then her relationship with her grandfather. Oh my God. This is, guys, let's watch it. I'm late. So you know what? I'm going to move on. Mona for real is back. And, you know, I saw the tree. Why did I say that? Yes. Why is it swore? Like, that's an. Oh my God. That's enough propriety for me for the week. I put ours where it's not supposed to be. Oh, Miss Azia Santini. Hey. No. Let's dial it back. So I saw the trailer for Mona's new. In fact, quite frankly, y'all, when I saw the trailer, I thought they had just pieced together old music videos just to announce the show. Because I saw in the headline that she was going to be released. So I just thought like somebody has put together like old footage. Because girl, I didn't look at our music video and think, ooh. Like from the trailers that it was posted, I didn't think, oh my God. You know what I mean? I thought it was something dated because it did look dated. Shout out to the Beyonce references though. Y'all see what Beyonce is wearing on the Cowboy Carter tour, the newspaper outfit, right? She had the same thing on, right? Yeah. And there was another scene where she was wearing like these cowboy hats, denim cutouts, chaps. I said, okay. Oh, all right. All right, Mona. I see you. Yeah. Little high view. But yeah, girl, you know what? And I see this very objectively with no malice. I have to actually put this prelude or disclaimer over here because you people like to tussle. It's like people cannot share opinion without it being like something else. But anyway, I'm going to move on. Fine girl, they forgot. You know what? Like, I allowed that song. I was like, hey, listen, I'm not the industry, but I allowed it. I was like, okay, you know what? Mona's going to dip her toe into it. She's going to do it, you know, shoot, you know. But girl, after the last 3 years, No. And you know what annoys me? The beat is so fire. This is the kind of beat that I know Kwame Eugene would do some great stuff on. Like if he gave this beat to Kwame Eugene, oh my God. I don't know, man. But Mona, like, you know what? I get the lyrics and, you know, that you're back and everything. But like my whole thing was, baby girl, let's not make this a whole enemies situation. My enemies versus my... Let's not do that. Okay? Because everybody can read the documents. Let's not go down that route. We're not about to come and make it on some enemies, girl. I just feel like you could have taken your time. I feel like... word got out, or maybe they waited for the music video to be ready because obviously they did this, like, you know what I mean? And look, money was spent. That's Tigon Studios. I don't, unless you called in a favor from Richie for old time's sake or whatever, money was spent. My favorite part of the music video is the Mona Lisa scene, but I think the whoever did the video ruined the revelation of that scene. That scene, we should have cut to that scene with a side profile and then she looks dead into the camera and delivers her next lyric. That's what it should have been. It would have gagged us. But instead, we got a short glimpse of it up against the wall, like a full view with the two paintings on the side. And she was doing an awkward thing with her neck. Like, it wasn't really well thought out before the actual scene came. I just feel like they ruined the idea there. But anyway, it's all right. If you listen to it like five times, you'll probably like it. But I just, you know, on the first listen, like, honestly, when I listened to it the second time, I was like, you know what? Listen, I will move to this. If I'm outside and I'm having fun, nobody's going to stop by. Like, let me tell you something. If I'm outside, unless you play All I Do Is Win, if I'm outside and I came out to have a good time, there's really no bad song you can play. I'm just saying, I will find the silver lining, but not where All I Do Is Win. No. And I just feel like on the first listen, it didn't do what I wanted it to do for me in terms of, oh my goodness, Moon Eyes back. And let me tell you something. If you're Schwarzenegger, you know, listen, hey, a broken clock is right twice a day. She did a video and she was talking about how, like, this is not what the way to come back. And then Mona literally needs to get in contact with Netflix to produce a documentary on her life and what she's been through, like, or the ordeal, right? And I said, oh, I agree. I completely agree. This is an international scandal. This is global. This is Netflix is in their own production bag. They are churning out movies and documentaries and things. Somebody will pick it up, girl. And then now you introduce yourself to the global audience, not this Ghana audience, where honestly, a good 50% of the people are laughing and being like, girl, give it up. You know what I mean? Like, I feel you could have done your re-entry on a grand way and made some boss moves. But you know what I'm going to say is, you know, you just came. At the end of the video, she splashes paint on the wall and it says, paint your own story. And girl, I'm just going to sit back and believe that, you know, being the hustler that you are, because girl, we've seen, you know, you've come far. You've achieved so much for yourself. I think that maybe I am judging prematurely. And I would just sit back and hope that, girl, you will make the boss moves and make smart ones too. You know, all right, welcome back. okay, well, I want to talk about this automobile museum that despite, you know, is it launched, outdoored, to which a lot of people went into a Twitter war talking about what has despite ever done? Like, what's the use of this? Blah, 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 blah. I saw a reply and somebody said, no, so he was like, so I think quoted the video of the automobile, whatever. And he said, somebody came and said, so has Despite ever built a school or something like that? Or Despite, in fact, it wasn't Pigeon. Despite, he built school before. And somebody quoted that tweet and said, come show me the school your puppy built. And I said, well. I said, well. I mean, I didn't stick around for a clap. What is going on today? For a comeback or for a clap back? Because I feel like the whole thing ended right there. I'm sorry. But anyway, real quick one. Funny Face was at the event with Kweku Menu. And a lot of people are talking about how, oh my God, Kweku Menu is such a good friend. And he's really helped Funny Face and all of that. And I couldn't help but think that not too long ago, people were saying the same thing about Adebayo in relation to Funny Face. But anyway, it was good to see Funny Face, you know, looking healthy, looking nice, and somewhere other than that, live on his phone in that room that looked too hot. That room looked like there were three fans on and none of them were doing what they were supposed to do. But hey, it was nice to see Funny Face coming out. And you know what? I must say, a lot of people like to attack a lot of these things from, you know, how is it helping society and all of that. And you know what? I understand you 1,000%, you know, but you know, the little pop culture baby diva in me is like, let me tell you, these are the stories that 20 years from now, we'll be telling the youngins about Despite and how when his first son got married, they pulled out all these cars. It was a show-stopping wedding. Like, these are the stories. Haven't you heard the same stories? Didn't your parents tell you stories about some people of that behavior type from the back then? You know, it's part of the ecosystem, y'all. It is. It really is. So, hey, shout out to, is he a doctor? I'm sure he's like an honorary doctor or something, right? Dr. Kwame Osei Kwame Despite. Yeah, shout out to you. And your automobile, what is going, I'm moving on. Jesus Christ. Listen, y'all, why did I see a post where Diamond Platnumz got married in a secret event? Diamond Platinum posted this whole thing. He said, among the things I have learned is the maturity of staying quiet. This maturity requires a high level of tolerance. It requires you to have a heart of patience and especially to have a strong heart when someone or people are spreading evil against you in the society. And then you have the truth about it, but you are supposed to remain silent and do not answer when the truth is inside. Ellipsis. Truly, it is not an easy thing that requires a very high level of endurance, and I cannot say that I am capable of it, but I thank the Almighty God for granting me that wisdom to its level, and I have been living like that for a long time, to remain silent whenever he tries to say anything against me. And that is why I have been avoiding even interviews during these days. Another ellipsis. I feel like I missed something. Truly, it is not an easy thing that requires a very high level of endurance, and I cannot say that I am capable of it, but I thank the Almighty God for granting me the wisdom to its level, and I have been living like that for a long time, to remain silent whenever he tries. Who is he? What is this suspense? Who is the he? Although it's not an easy thing, I have seen its benefits, and it's huge because your battles are fought by God, and it makes you a winner every day. Anyways, I know each of you has a completely different picture about Diamond Platinums and getting married, but I just want to tell you today that Diamond Platinums has ever been married, and there is a day I will tell you how it went. Oh. Okay, listen, let me tell you what happened. I saw the Twitter post with a screenshot and a video. I watched the video, and it was some kind of a marriage ceremony. I don't know what I was. And I saved the screenshot of the IG post to read later, and I didn't read it. So I came on here, and my headline was, Diamond Platinum gets married in a secret event or whatever, secret marriage or whatever. And I even quoted that tweet, and I said, oh, I really thought Annie was going to be the drama next season, but girl, Diamond Platinum, you know what I mean? Because, you know, Annie, I feel like she's going to be the top story next season. Everybody wants to know, did she lose a leg? You know what they said? Was she really on drugs? You know, all of that. But I just read this right now and I was like, Diamond Platinums, you love a publicity stunt. What are you dropping? Is there a new song coming out? Is there a new album? What the hell? This is PR if I've ever seen it. He says, has ever been married. So he's not saying that this is a recent thing. He's trying to say that some of you have a narrative about him when it comes to marriage, but he wants to let you know that he's been married before. And when the time is right, he'll tell you the story. Look, he's about to tell you the story in a song. And I'm looking at the video, and the video doesn't look dated. It doesn't look that old to say that he has one. And now it makes sense why he was covering his hair and everything to add to the mystery of it. It's because he doesn't want y'all to see that that's not an old video. They shot that last week on a camera phone. They shot... My God. Look, all I'm going to say is, peace, hide. I hope you're watching. I saw you at RNAQ. And all I'm saying is, if all of this nonsense doesn't come up in the new season, girl, I will be very cross. But if it's entertaining, I'll be back for more. You know me. I'm just saying, what the hell? I really thought I was about to... Moving on. You guys remember Nana Romeo, right? Nana Romeo is a radio presenter. I forgot where he used to work. And Kitty went for some interview when he was late. And he walked him out. You remember him, right? Well, listen, I just found out he's joined the Despite Media Group. So, you know, Abeku Santana is now, like, into politics. He's, like, he's got a position, something about tourism or whatever, Black Star, whatever. Or is that KOD or KKD? Whichever one of them. Abeku Santana is booked. And so, you know his show, Kwanso Jojo. Is he a Kwanso Jojo? Yeah, right? On OKFM. That is a big, big show. The slot is perfect. A lot of people listen to that. A lot of people. Well, since he's busy, guess who's taking over? Yes, Nana Romeo. Oh my God. I can't wait for him to start walking people out. I can't wait. Over there at OK? Oh, that would be rich. Because you see, let's be fair. I forget the name of the station that he was at before, but they don't pull big shots in terms of like their guests. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, sometimes you have a few A-listers passing through, but you know what I mean? Okay, FM is big. Everybody goes to Kwanso Jojo. Everybody, Black Sharif was there. It's one of the first places people started noticing him. That interview. Listen, say what you want about the man. Abeku Santana has a pull. If Abeku Santana has you on that show, I'm interested to see what Nana Romeo does for the show. That's what I'm interested to see. What other outbursts can we expect? You know what I mean? But anyway, shout out to you. Let me quickly talk about this OG and Bullet situation, which is really interesting for me. By the way, shout out to Amaray. She's in this new French magazine called Blanc Magazine. Blanc. She looks phenomenal. She looks like a Oh, she looks like an elf in one of those shots. She had raised her leg. She was on her tippy toe. Oh, perfect. Shout out to you, girl. I want to talk about OG and Bullet. OG the MC and Bullet. And I just want to say, I haven't done full research. I watched a short clip. Listen, now, if one thing people are going to do is they're going to give you information in bite-sized amounts. And you can take that and do with it what you want, or you can look for more. And recently, I've just been taking bite-sized shit. So I saw a video, right? He was on the Culture Daily show, okay, you know, with J. Foley and him. Shout out to J. Foley and the new hairstyle. So Bullet been going on about he's looking for OG the MC. And OG the MC stole from him. And he's looking for him to arrest him. And I said, Bullet. What are we talking about? Bullet. What are you talking about? OG's not hiding. He's not under a rock. He's here. You know where he is at. For those of you who don't know OG the MC, OG the MC was the one that opened Stone Boy's performance at the VGMAs, the just ended one. And he was giving you the whole little, you know, spoken word, whatever, with a little twist in his mouth to the right. Right? No, to the left. Yeah. That's OG the MC. OG the MC. Okay, so how OG the MC and Bullet go way back is OG the MC used to be like on the road with Ebony. I think he was like her hype man. That's how I know him, because I was well invested in Ebony's life. You know that. R.I.P. Queen. We miss you, Queen. But so I remember after Ebony died, I thought to myself, oh, this guy's really talented. I wonder what is up next for him, you know? I saw him work a little bit with Wendy Shay. And then, you know, before I realized, he was in Stone Boy's camp. And hey, listen. And I just want to say, Bullet be on some, he gave him money several times to do certain things, to help shoot videos for Wendy and whatever. And the man, the OG took the money. And like, my whole thing is, Bullet, it seems to me like you're beefing with the guy just so you can beef with the guy. Because you're not taking any concrete actions. You talk about the guy stole from you and you're looking for him to arrest him. OG the MC has been in our face for the last how many so-and-so years. When did this happen? Yesterday? Is this what it is? Because if this happened years... Because I remember even the interview, he said, oh, you guys haven't spoken for years or something like that. Come on. Like, see, I feel like the industry is not really on its two legs. So I hate when, like, we make infighting and all these things kind of, like, break it apart. But my thing is, I will excuse the fight if it's a good one. Like, if the entertainment value is high, I will shove it on the pop culture and say, hey, so then I can sit here and talk about it. But, like, let it be good. Let it be good. And this is the reason why I haven't gone to listen to the whole interview. Because I watched that short trailer and I was like, what are you talking about? You're looking for him to arrest him. That nigga was on national TV how many weeks ago? So I'm just like, it's not giving what it's supposed to give. Beef started, quenched. It started to rain. Rain on your damn parade. Come on, let's move on. I mean, let's just move on. Guys, I want to talk about Belcalis and, why'd I say it like that? Belcalis, Offset and Stefan Diggs. Okay. Look. So, y'all know Cardi B has finally, you know, she's trying to divorce Offset. She's left Offset. You know, cheating, coming back. Y'all remember when she left him the first time and then he came on the stage with flowers mid-performance to come and apologize? Yo, brah. Cardi's been with this nigga since he was like 25. I've been following Cardi since Bodak Yellow. And I've been a fan since then. And I'm going to tell you something real honest, okay? I knew the Migos. And out of the Migos, Quavo was the one I knew. Quavo was the one that everybody was talking about. Nobody was checking for Offset and Takeoff. I'm just saying, I took a personal interest to Offset because of Cardi. Yes, I feel like Cardi put Offset in everything, put Offset in our faces, made us believe in Offset. His last album, the one where he was dressed like Michael Jackson and shit, I listened to that album because of Cardi, and I actually enjoyed it. He's not bad at the game. I just think that, like, you know, for somebody that really got an app from being with Cardi B and messing it up, like, I just feel like you are being really funny about it. Asking for spousal support? Every time you guys fight, you brag about money. What are you talking about? This is so interesting to me. Oh my God. And then also, I just wanted to say real quick, like, a lot of you people are talking about how, like, what is she doing with Stefan? He just had a baby by some IG model. Stefan is known to be a... They're not married. You see, this is the thing I've realized about celebrities. And because, like, I was arguing with my colleague at work, right? He was talking about Lewis Hamilton and how Lewis Hamilton has dated so many women, and he was mentioning all these people that Lewis Hamilton has dated. And it made me think, and I was like, you know what? Me and you, regular old Joe people, like, you know what I mean? You can talk to somebody today, go out on a few dates, you know, like, go and watch a movie, go and eat here, and then maybe, like, I'm fat. You kind of drift apart. You know, you don't talk. Or maybe you got together, you know, to have sex. And you had the sex. And maybe you were having sex for, like, 2 months. And it happens. And then you kind of, like, fall off. You know what I mean? But imagine you're doing this very normal thing. But because you're a celebrity, people take photos. People see you and say, hey, I saw Cardi B and Stefan. And now you people are acting like Cardi has married, like, they are not married. You don't even know the arrangement between them. People are up in arms. And now, why is Cardi going back to this? And why is Cardi, da, 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 and this is the same kind of person that, why don't we hold our horses? Okay? And let us save it for when Cardi announces that she's engaged to the nigga. Then we can all talk. But like, she be married for how, 7 years, popping babies out, building a career. Like, she's been having sex with the same man for 7 years. Like, can she try something else? Can she try something new? Without y'all getting, like, come on. And also, Cardi, I don't know if you guys are intentionally doing it, but like your new song that you leaked, or that has been leaked, when is it coming out? Because I like it. Guys, look, let me tell you something. I think Cardi B is a fantastic entertainer. I love everything that she does. Oh my God. I'd never miss a space. I think her lyrics are funny. This girl said, yeah, I'm spiraling curly fry. I'm sorry. Like, guys, listen, I just enjoy her. I like the song. I heard the song. It be me. Like, I like it. And I just want you to drop. Cardi, just drop. This time around, don't wait till after summer to drop the bop. Girl, that's what you did to Bongos, talking about you're never going to forgive us. Anyway, well, that's about it. That's what's been trending. That's what's been on my heart I wanted to talk about. I saw an update about the Lil Wayne and Martha Nkuma story, which kind of confused me because, you know, the last time I spoke about it, it was telling you that I found out, oh, he wasn't supposed to pay her any money. She just wants an apology. But now I saw on Ghana Web that Lil Wayne's team tried to halt the payments of something, and the judge overthrew it. So he has to, like, I'm confused. I was going to add it, but I was like, you know what? It's not, Cobos, he's not adding for me. So let's just drop it. All we know is that Lil Wayne and Martha. Mm-hmm. Anyway. But anyway, that's it. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed what's trending. All right.
We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients, from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose-leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties. Just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Fika Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Fika Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Fika Tea House. We stay real.
All right. So listen, guys. Listen. Okay. You know, when we get older, you know, as we get older, the body is kind of like changing. Your body doesn't handle things the way it used to, whether it's like going out, partying, stressing. And then also the things that you put in your body, you know, you can doubt me personally right now. Oh my goodness. I cannot, like, sugar has become so difficult for me to consume. This is somebody that used to go and buy Carina cake, no birthday, nothing, and eat it from Friday to Sunday. I was like, I really loved a lot of sugar. You know what I mean? No, I can't. You know, the body doesn't react to it the same way. I've always played around with my lactose intolerance. Now my lactose intolerance is at a stage where it's like, bitch, just try me. You know what I mean? So the body is changing, and you know, you don't heal the same. You don't recover the same. You're not getting nutrients the same. And so, you know, we do have to take care of ourselves, what we put in our mouth that, you know, goes into our body and nourishes us and helps us to sustain ourselves. And in that interest, you know, we're going to be speaking to a dietitian. Okay. There's a lot of you, look, there's a lot of conversation that has had around food, you know, losing weight, healthy food for your heart, your kidneys, you know, all these things. And, you know, we know our demographic. We want to make sure that y'all look good well into your 60s, 70s, 80s. So we brought the dietitian on. We're going to talk to him about eating, what to eat, what not to eat, dieting, cholesterol, good fat, bad fat, eggs, boiled eggs, fried eggs. You know what I mean? We're going to be talking to him about so much. So look, stick and stay. It's not a boring one. Just because you don't know who he is doesn't mean it's going to be boring. Okay? Push yourself. Learn something from this. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? All right, I'll catch you at the end. The other side of this interview.
Yeah. Tell me what does. Tell me what does. Tell me what does.
Scream on what she say, make her slower. They do a maza maza. Body galanto, what you pass to my homo? Nothing divine, you do the tester. Love me bitter like I don't go. When I putty for her coochie coochie, she lost her composure. Yes, I'm baby, she got it for her hand. I go sugar be my kakali kajonzo. Yes, I'm baby, she got it for her hand. I go sugar be my kakali kajonzo.
What the fuck?
Now, on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking to a very special individual in the field of medicine, but specifically a dietitian. You know, the important thing that, no, not the important thing. I should probably like take it again. Someone who's saying me mistakes all the time, but you're cool. The thing is, you are what you eat. You've heard that before. You are what you eat. Amanudi amaniawe amani. You are what you eat. And, you know, I don't know, for those of you, I say Gen Z, Fono, you know, the younger audience, right now you are in your heydays. You're in your heydays. So you're able to eat whatever, you know, you still wake up and you just move, you know. But nearing a certain age, you realize that the things that you eat, it takes a toll on your body. And so it's very important for you to know what you are putting in your system. There are so many things that happen to us on a daily basis. And your head is paining you, this, that, but you don't know what it is. Sometimes it's what you're putting in your system. And so it's very important that we have this conversation that we're about to have. Those of you that are watching this introduction that you're already doing, it's about to be serious. Don't scroll away or don't change the channel. So with me here today is, one time I called you Dr. Stanley Okluwe. You said you are not a doctor.
No, I'm not yet a doctor.
You're not yet a doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
Okay, so for a dietitian, we are credentialed. We have our credentials. We are registered dietitians.
Okay.
Yes, but to get the title of a doctor, that'll be a PhD. I'll have to go back to school.
Ah, wait, but your colleagues do the 6 years in school?
No, so those are medical students.
Medical students?
Yes, those 6-7 years, yeah.
But if you're going to become a dietitian?
It's a 4 year. It's a 4 years. Course. Yeah, so in Ghana, it's a degree course and a master's program.
And then, so after the 4 years, if you want to become a doctor.
Oh, if you want to become a medical doctor or a doctor in dietetics. So for a medical doctor, you have to go back to the GEMP. That's
and start all over again.
Yes, you do a 4 year course.
Okay.
Yes. But to become a doctor of dietetics, you would have to do a PhD course. So you have to get your master's, then you then do a PhD course. So that'll be another 4 to 5 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what's it? Dietetics.
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 Yeah.
Hey, I have never heard that word before. A doctor of dietetics.
Yes.
Okay. So why did you become a dietitian?
It's a very funny story.
Okay. We like funny stories.
Okay. So it wasn't in my bingo card.
Bingo card?
Yeah. For careers.
Did you watch that movie? Which Bingo, movie? The one about the dog.
The dog, oh yeah, come
he
on.
He did, it was on Metro TV.
Yeah. So it was on my like list of careers I wanted to do. So after writing my WASI, I went to University of Health and Allied Sciences. That's where I got
UHAS.
Yeah, UHAS, yeah.
Where is that?
In the Volta region home.
Uh-huh, because so, I know it's not in Accra.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was part of the pioneer batch. So I would say...
Pioneer batch?
Yeah, the first batch, yeah. 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's relatively new.
Yeah, fairly new, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 15 Yeah, 15 years. So 2012 till now, how many years now? Yeah. So it's quite
so pioneering, but that means every time the school is doing something like milestone, they call you in.
Oh, not always. Hey. Not always, but at least.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, continue.
Yeah, so I went there, since it was a new university, at least, they gave us the option to, even I was a late admission.
Okay. Were you now making up your mind about what you wanted to do?
Oh, yeah. No, like one thing was that, well, unfortunately, my grades weren't that good to get the original programs I wanted to read.
What were the original programs?
So I wanted to read computer engineering.
Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, so, oh, you look very techie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can see it. Like, yeah, it's one of my hobbies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to do computer engineering or so computer science. Yeah. But unfortunately, my grades weren't that good.
Mm.
They were okay, but they weren't that
good. They weren't good enough to do
those courses. So, yeah. So we went there. Then I would say that there was another course. That's physician assistant. That's another.
What assistant?
Physician assistant.
Physician assistant. Oh, okay. Yeah, physician
assistant, PA. So I wanted to do that course. But when we went to ACTS, my grades were adequate to be chosen for that course. But when my admission and my result slip was sent to the then dean of
UHAS.
The then dean and the provost. Sorry, mm-hmm. That's the provost. I'm the pro VC.
Minimum.
So Professor Edwin Redu.
Okay.
He saw my
grades.
He saw my grades. Then he also looked at me. Then I don't know. Within he just asked me a few questions. Said, okay, no, you go and do dietetics.
Hey.
I had no idea about it. And I was just off. I went to do my own research about it. I read, oh, but it's fairly new. It's quite an interesting program.
Uh-huh.
And I should say that ever since then, I haven't regretted.
Sir.
Yes. And I would say that I thank Professor Redu, Edwin Redu, wherever he is.
He is. You don't even know where he is.
I know where he is. I see him every day at work.
Okay.
Almost every day at work. But this is just a shout out to him.
Oh, so, okay.
Well, at least I don't know what went through his mind that day when he saw me, but decided to put me at dietetics. He's a very, what's the word I'm looking for? But he's a very well-known man among a well-known doctor. He's one of the best clinical pathologists we have in the country. Yes.
A pathologist? What is a pathologist?
So
I've heard it so many times, y'all, but like...
Yeah, so they are. So it's a field of medicine whereby they study the cause of death. Yeah, so they basically find out the cause of death, what led to the death.
Oh, it's true. When I watch CSI, they'll say, we're waiting for the pathologist's report.
Yeah.
Oh, so they do autopsies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So what was the most interesting thing about learning to become a dietitian? You know, the process of how long does it take? 4 years?
The 4 year program.
Okay. Yeah. What, like when you were learning it, what was the most interesting thing?
So what was the most interesting? So what was about it was that it's people have this misconception that, oh, it's but no, it's not necessarily all about food, because you do a lot of learning about the human anatomy, human physiology.
Oh, okay. So, biology.
Yes. So it's not only about food, but it's about merging those two fields together, food and nutrition and medical science, and together to understand how it interacts, how it ensures or how we work about. So there was this analogy that I came up with, or that's at least... it makes sense to me. So if doctors are let's say the mechanical engineers of the human body, since doctors do surgery and all that, dietitians are sort of like the petrochemical engineers, put it that way, because we determine, so depending on the disease state or disease condition, so if the person has a disease or...
Suddenly you lost me. Petrochemical engineer. You know what? Use another analogy. Okay. So let's say if the body is a car...
Yes,
if the body and you take it to a fitting shop.
Yes,
the doctor is the fitter.
Yes,
and then the dietitian is the what?
So we are the people who know the type of food that should go into the body.
Oh, okay, then you are the ones that work at Abosokai. You are the ones that's when the brake part is poor. Then we go to Abosokai. Say, oh, where car be? Honda Civic. Okay,
so no. So it's more about at least. So what should power that? So at least, so we have different engines, so even three types. So the combustible engines, we have the electric engines. So
hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just
say. Yeah, let's
go. Maybe I'll be a bit, I'm not saying I'm technical.
Sorry about that. Looks like I have to bring myself down.
Oh man. No. It's cool. Oh, so now you are a practicing dietitian.
Yeah.
Okay. And for those of you who don't know, so I went to see Dr. Stanley because
dietitian
Stanley. Is that what they say? Dietitian Stanley?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Are you going to become a doctor? Or you don't want to do the PhD?
Once we stay in touch, you will find out in a couple of years time.
Hey. Okay, cool. Yeah. No, I went to the dietitian, Stanley. If you guys remember on the Galamsey episode, my friend, Dr. Teresa Ruby Kwote Papafew. Yes. She, linked me to Stanley. Because I'm a cholesterol, I see a borderline. You know what I mean? So I went to see Dr. Stanley and he helped me. And when I did my test 3 months later, my cholesterol had come down. And I said, you know what? I'm sure there are a lot of people that could benefit from this conversation. So let's start. What is a balanced diet? Because from the basics, when we are growing up, we say you have to eat a balanced diet. You have to eat a balanced diet. And I don't know that Ghanaians are eating balanced diets. Would you say Ghanaians eat a balanced diet? If you look at the eating habits of Ghanaians.
So are we talking about a current time frame or at least if you look back or
would it be current?
Current time frame, I would say, well, it depends. But generally it's not necessarily balanced because it will depend on your socioeconomic status. So where you find yourself, what your wallets can provide.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's not really balanced.
So what makes up a balanced diet?
So what makes up a balanced diet is it's any meal that has all the 6 food groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Namely,
so we have the whole unpolished cereals and tubers.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm so about carbohydrates, protein.
So those are the macronutrients.
Okay. Yeah. Macro, like macro, larger nutrients.
Yeah, larger
then
nutrients.
What's your name? Yes. Is it the micronutrients?
So those are the food. I mentioned the umbrella groups.
Okay, you know what? Just continue. I don't want to cut you anymore.
So we have the whole unpolished cereals and tubers.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the legumes and nuts.
Okay.
We have our proteins. We have our milk. We have our eggs. So we have our meat, fish, and eggs. We have our fats, which we get from. We have our oils. We also have. It's there are 6 food groups, but
so must every down. Meal contain all of these things?
Yes, they must contain. So we are also. Maybe
for
then
I'm polished green bean. I'm in between.
That's why I said tubers.
Oh, okay. Yes. The cassava.
Yeah, cassava, the
right.
Plantain.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it should have everything. So we have our fruits, we have our vegetables too. Yeah. So I basically mentioned all of them. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's if we're keeping count.
Okay, but like, I feel like, you know, what people are used to is that they say protein, carbohydrates,
fiber.
And what is the fats?
So the fats is basically what we take. So our soups, our stews. So that's where we get our fats from.
There's fats in soup?
Yes.
How? The oil?
Yeah, the oil. Come on. Yeah.
Light soup, not oil being in.
Yes, because depending on which type of fish you use.
It comes out of the fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or your protein or whichever protein you use, it will come out from it. So it gets.
Oh, even if you are like, you're boiling, like let's say goat meat, you are steaming the goat meat, oil worm.
Yeah, there's some fat in goats, yeah.
Interesting.
In goat meat, yeah. Let me put it that way. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. So ideally, what should you have more of on your plate? I've seen a lot of people say that you should have more protein, than the carbs. And then you have something for fiber, like vegetables and things like that. So in the proportioning of the food, what should be more?
So it's a balance. So mm-hmm. you need the right proportions of all the various food groups. So right now, so we will need, and it also depends on the individual. Okay. But for a healthy person, we want your plate to, let me put it this way, half of your plate should be whole grains and cereals.
Half?
Yeah, half.
Uh-huh.
Whole grains, so unrefined grains, cereals or tubers.
Okay.
Roots, tubers and roots, then the other half, or try say a quarter should be your vegetables,
okay,
and your fruits. Then the remaining quarter should be at least so what's left
protein.
Of that remaining quarter, yeah. So protein, then your fat and oil takes about 5%.
So then that means that when you are, like, if you're eating rice and stew, the rice should be more than the stew.
Not necessarily. So it depends on the rice too. So like I said, so it needs to be whole.
Whole grain.
Yeah, whole grains.
What are whole grains?
So whole grains are grains that have not been polished or have, whereby they are.
And it's a perfume rice, a polished you.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's polished.
It's so polished.
Yes.
So we shouldn't be eating perfume rice?
You can, but I shouldn't be taking large amounts of it.
What do you mean by large amounts of it? Like, so
large ones. So depending. So each and every, so.
At every sitting.
Not per, at every, yeah, at every sitting. So one thing is that when we talk about, the servings or the proportions of food
mm-hmm.
one is supposed to eat, it determines the total energy, requirements or what your body needs for the entire day.
Okay.
So what my energy needs are is different from
yours, mine. Oh, okay. Yes,
due to various factors.
Mm.
So what we do as dietitians is that when an individual comes, we determine what your total daily needs are. Then we would have to go through a bit of assessment, like we go through assessment, we find out, what are the foods that you eat so that we don't bring foods that are alien to you or you don't know meat.
It's
so
true. I remember he asked me what kind of job I do and everything. And then you check my body fat.
Yes.
21% body fat.
Oh, was it less than that?
It was 21%.
21.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. Yeah. So, so for each, so when we determine your energy requirements,
uh-huh.
then we find out, these are the foods that you eat. We will then look at your energy requirements, then it will be spread across the number of times you are able to eat. Then
okay, because I want to just give some context to you. So let's say you work a high energy job,
yeah.
you know, manual labor, you're always carrying things, and what would be the proportions?
So
more carbs or more protein?
Yeah, more carbs.
More carbs for high energy.
More carbs and at least, so more carbs and protein. So it should be as a balance, a good proportion. So so one thing is that we have it's called the AMDR. I've forgotten the abbreviation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the AM.
Don't worry, they'll Google it. AMDI.
AMDR.
AMDR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it stipulates the percentage of macronutrients you're supposed to have in your meals.
Okay.
So it's for carbohydrates, it's from 40% all the way to 60%. So it's a total of 100%. So if carbohydrates is 40 to 60%, proteins are meant to take 15 to 30%.
Okay.
Then fats are 10 to 20%, if my memory serves me right. So it's within that proportion, but and we use that as a reference
point
or a guide.
Mm.
So depending on, so that's why we take things into consideration, such as the person's job. So if the person, like you said with your example, if the person
is manual
labor, he will need a lot of energy. So as we all know, carbohydrates are energy giving foods.
Okay.
And the person is going to use up all that energy, so you need
more carbohydrates
in his diet. But we need to make sure that they are healthy carbohydrates, or like I said, the whole unpolished grains and the
roots. Which carbohydrates are unhealthy? Can you give us an example of unhealthy carbohydrates?
So,
is that a crazy question?
Well, it's not a crazy question, but it's more of a, how should I put it? It's more of a controversial question. So, foods that are processed foods.
Processed foods.
Yeah, processed. So, any foods that have been processed whereby the fiber has been taken out. So, for example, the polished rice that we are eating a lot of.
Hey, basmati rice.
Well, basmati rice is okay.
It's okay.
Its carbohydrate content is quite low.
Okay.
Yes.
The carbohydrate content is low.
Yes. So.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what about sedentary workers? Because a lot of people have sit down jobs at a desk.
Yes.
What do they need more of for a sedentary worker?
For a sedentary worker, so you need more of vegetables.
More vegetables.
Yes, because of the nutrients, the micronutrients that are there, okay. So at least. And also, let me go back to the AMDR, so mm-hmm. the carbohydrates. So for a sedentary worker, so like I said, but it's all sedentary workers aren't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So sedentary workers will try to aim for at least a carbohydrate percentage of 40 to 50%.
And then more protein.
Yeah, protein should be around 20 to 30%.
And then the vegetables.
So like the carbohydrates. So one thing is like vegetables and fruits, they have some carbohydrates inside. So it's lumped up.
Lumped
up into that.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So then if you say carbohydrates like 40% for sedentary worker.
Yeah, so meaning that, so your unpolished grains and cereals, then you also have your vegetables as part of that.
Mm.
Yes. So as we go back to the plates, or at least the proportion.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, your carbohydrates. So I have to correct that because things have changed now. So Ali, so what I referenced initially was the...
That's a multi-year revision, pal.
I'm telling you.
Don't worry.
I guess that like we've moved the score there, my plate. It was something that was developed by an international partner. So that's in the States and in the United States. So it's called My Plate, and that's for the United States, and the Eat Well Plate, that's for the UK. Or yeah, for Europe. But for Ghana, we've now developed our own.
Oh, we have?
Yes. So it's called we've now developed our own dietary-based guidelines.
Oh, okay.
So it's a Ghana food dietary-based guidelines. It was 2023. It was released, yeah. It was developed in 2023, but it looks like it was launched last year. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. So okay.
If you want to read about it,
you can go online. So just Google Ghana food based dietary guidelines.
Ghana food based dietary guidelines. And it takes into consideration the kind of food that we eat.
Yes. So it's here. Put in more in a local context. So it gives the proportion of all
these
the food groups and at least so to give recommendations. But like I said, the general recommendations differ from person to person.
Person to person.
Yes.
Okay. True. Mm-hmm. All right. So then let's just move on to cholesterol. What contributes into high cholesterol?
So, what contributes to high cholesterol? So, there are various ways that contributes to high cholesterol, various things. So, right now, it's a lifestyle disease. So, dyslipidemia or hypercholesterolemia. So, those are just the medical terms for
high cholesterol. That's lipidemia.
Dyslipidemia, okay. Hyperlipidemia.
They are all okay. So cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. So those. So it's there. So it's these are some of the types of cholesterol disorders we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but so those are the medical terms. So what leads to it is one a high intake of fatty foods, foods that are ultra processed, foods that are rich in that have a lot of fats, and especially the bad fats, the trans fats, and the cis fats.
Yes. So, okay. So, when you say foods that are high in bad fats,
yeah.
Would you say foods that have been fried?
Yeah, deep fried.
Deep fried.
Yes.
Fried yam.
Yes.
Fried plantain.
Yes.
What about the chips that come in a bag? Lay's chips.
So, for those ones, I'm not too sure.
They're processed.
Yeah, they are processed. So, yeah. So, it's also, but as to how it's fried, but they are also contributing factors. So, any ultra processed food, any food that's been processed.
Mm.
So, right now, we have levels. We have processed foods. We also have ultra processed foods.
Mm.
Whereby at least, so it's processed whereby at least one component has been taken out.
Okay.
So, for example, like let's say rice. Rice is not as white as it is. It's sort of, it's brown. That's why you also have brown rice. So that's more whole.
It's whole. It hasn't been touched. It's not been processed. Okay.
So we then further go down to when it's been processed. So when the brown or that's the fiber or the gem of the rice has been taken off.
Oh, okay.
And that's when it comes processed. But let's say, for example, let me give you another example. So for corn.
Mm-hmm.
So for corn like this, in corn on the cob, it's whole.
Okay.
If you take it roasted or boiled.
It's whole.
Yes. But if it goes down the chain of production, whereby it's milled into a flour, or at least they take out, so what they'll do is that they'll take off its gem, the husk,
uh-huh.
Whereby you get to its starch components or the carbohydrate components.
Okay.
Then it's used to prepare. I'm even trying to think of a local example.
Banku. Is it Banku?
No. Banku at least.
Kenke.
No, Kenke is also fine. What comes to mind is like Equid Baby.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, because some they would make sure that the husk of the corn, the corn grain is taking off. So at least.
So over there it has been processed a bit.
That's been processed. But whereby it's ultra processed. Like let's say, I don't know whether you know a tortilla chip.
Okay, yes.
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 So it's been processed.
Hey, tortilla.
Yeah. Tortilla.
Okay.
It's not.
But doctor, dietitian, I want to know how can you manage cholesterol? So let's say that you have been made aware that your cholesterol is high, which by the way, you said bad fats like deep fried foods.
Yeah.
A lot of intake of that. Is exercise enough? If you're very active, you're doing exercise, is that enough or you still have to change your diet?
Oh, you still have to, there will still need to be some lifestyle modifications.
Okay.
To ensure that at least, so that's if, when we assess you, you find out that, okay, fine. You're not either you're a sedentary person or you're not a sedentary person. If you're a sedentary person, we then advise you that, oh, do more exercise, increase your intake of fiber, because fiber is going to ensure that it binds to excess fat that's in your diet.
So fiber fights fat?
Yes.
It breaks it down?
It doesn't break it down. What does it binds to it, so it prevents it from being absorbed.
Into your bloodstream?
Yes, into during digestion and absorption. So once it's in your diet, it's going to bind up to any excess.
Anything.
And your body will take what it needs and the rest will just...
Let it go. So let's say you're eating a fatty food. A great way to manage it is to have a lot of fiber.
A great way to manage it is not to eat the fatty food.
At all.
Yes. So one thing is that, I just had to compliment because if fiber, but that's not the only role of fiber in your diet. Because it plays a lot of...
other roles.
Yes, thank you very much. It plays a lot of very important roles in your digestive system.
Okay.
So you need it to ensure that apart from fighting or at least binding to excess fat, it also binds to excess carbohydrates that your body doesn't need. Yeah, to prevent your blood sugar from spiking.
Okay.
And which also prevents your body from, your pancreas from overworking and producing a lot of insulin.
Mm.
And when you are a bit older, that's when you are diagnosed with diabetes later on in life. Because right now, diabetes is a chronic disease.
Okay.
And it starts in your early 20s. So apart from the type 2, let me be specific, type 2 diabetes. We have those with type 1 that diabetes. That's a genetic. So the type 1, it's caused by...
Hereditary.
Yes, hereditary.
And then type 2 is when you get it from...
Yeah, it's lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Yes.
So okay. And so if I get you right, if you have intake of fiber, it can help reduce the possibility, because it helps your pancreas.
Yes. So it helps your pancreas from overproducing insulin because your pancreas is the point where insulin is produced, or is the organ where insulin is produced.
Mm.
So once you eat a high carbohydrate meal, or high in simple sugars or processed carbohydrates, what your body does is that once it realizes that, oh, there's carbohydrates in the blood, there's this level of carbohydrates in the blood, your body would send signals to the pancreas, produce this amount of insulin.
Insulin, okay.
So that it helps push the carbohydrates or the glucose, let me be specific, the glucose into your cells for energy production.
Mm.
But one thing is that if you overwork the pancreas, at a point its efficiency is going to reduce.
Oh, so and that's if you have diabetes, you have to get insulin shots because your pancreas cannot naturally produce the insulin.
It's not producing enough.
Enough to fight the... Oh, okay.
And also one thing is that the presence of excess fats, or at least having a high body fat, would interfere with the function of insulin in ensuring that it moves glucose from your bloodstream into your cells.
Mm.
So at that point, it's called insulin resistance.
Okay. Yes. So basically...
The fat is acting as a stumbling block to the function of insulin.
Okay.
Yes.
So basically, from what we are saying, fiber is very important.
Yes.
How can people add fiber to their diet? I know oats.
Yes, oats is one. Yeah.
And even you said vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables.
Fruits. What else?
So fruits.
Fruits.
Yes.
Okay.
But fruits, one thing is that, it needs to be taken in.
In proportion.
And one thing that people think that, fruit, so you want to take large quantities of fruit, no.
Okay. You remember when I met you, I told you, they say eat fruit on an empty stomach. Is that a good thing? Is that true?
For
a lot of people say that.
And for me, I've heard that, but as to when I tried to find out, what's the rationale behind it, I'm not getting a straightforward answer.
Mm.
And per what I've read and what we were taught, it's not really there's no significant health benefit to eating fruits
on an empty stomach. And I remember you did say that fruits should be eaten as a snack.
Yes.
Yes, because I used to eat just fruits in the morning and you said it wasn't good because it contributes to high blood sugar or something like that.
It can also spike your blood sugars.
So you shouldn't eat just fruit. Some of you, healthy life, so you eat fruits in the morning and say, I'm good to go. No, you always have to have some meal.
Yeah, so
and
you have then, to have, yeah, so it doesn't necessarily have to be like breakfast. So,
but something in addition to.
Yes. So, but the fruits shouldn't be. But one thing is that it's not as if you can't take fruits alone with your breakfast. You can take it with your breakfast.
Okay.
But it needs to be taken in a proportion. Yeah.
Okay.
To complement it.
If you eat a whole pawpaw, is that too much? Or you have to eat half?
Yeah. That's too much.
So a half?
Half or a quarter, depending on the size of the
pawpaw. What about a whole mango?
So depending on the mango, which one are you talking about?
The big one. So yeah.
Half. Yes.
I used to eat one whole mango. So I eat just half.
Yes, but it depends. So what's the reasoning for eating one whole mango? Was it that at that point in time, you're very hungry, that's why you ate? Did you skip breakfast? Were you taking that?
So that was my breakfast. And I also heard it gives good skin.
Yeah, because of its antioxidant properties and the vitamin.
So it should be in like small portions now.
Not necessarily small portions, the right portions. Yeah.
But you are saying that the whole mango is too much.
Yeah, so that's not an appropriate portion. So half is decent. Yeah, so at least, so eating a whole mango at a go, no. But at least maybe spreading it across the day, maybe eating half.
In the morning,
eating the half mid-afternoon. That's
very good to know. Because you know, a lot of you, when you go to the office, you buy fruits, you buy the whole thing, they cut it to the takeaway, then go and eat the whole thing. Too much. Okay, let's get into some myths that we've heard about diets. Mm-hmm. Because I asked some of my friends and things, people are sending a lot of things. What is, people say brown sugar is better. Tell us. Because what I know is that brown sugar is just white sugar mixed with honey. That's what I know. I don't know if it's true. Why is brown sugar better than white sugar? Or is it just a lie?
Oh, it's not necessarily just a lie, but it's brown sugar is better than white sugar.
Why?
Because of molasses has been added to it.
Molasses?
Yeah, molasses. So it's a byproduct of sugar cane production.
Okay.
So it's a very viscous, dark colored fluid.
That they add.
Yeah, so that it comes, is not so honey. Like, no, it's no, it's not. But some, I've heard some do add honey to give brown sugar that look, but it's actually more
molasses
that's added. Yes.
Okay.
So molasses is rich in nutrients. So, so vitamin A, vitamin C, E. Yeah, it's. Some antioxidants too. But one thing you should take note is that fine, it has these benefits, but these benefits are very insignificant. So, but yeah, like
what the benefits of the molasses?
So as in, like,
is insignificant.
Okay, so let me rephrase that.
Okay,
so the content, so the nutrients, the micronutrients and the antioxidants that are found in the molasses that have been used to make the brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Its content isn't that high.
Okay. Yes. So isn't if you want high. To get more of the benefits, then you pour more brown sugar.
It's not gonna work. It's one thing that you should know, it's still sugar.
It's still sugar.
Taking too much of it, it's going to give you the same negative effects.
Yes.
Of taking too much sugar.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Brown bread versus white bread.
Brown bread.
Why? What makes brown bread better than white bread?
Because of the fiber. So wheat bread. So let's be specific. Wheat bread.
Wheat bread. Oh, so wheat bread is the same as brown bread.
So we have bran bread. So B-R-A-N.
Bran.
Yeah.
And then there's brown.
Well, brown bread, yes. But
what's the issue? So brown bread is the same as wheat bread. Is that what you're saying?
So it's just that we've localized it. Because if you go outside, if you talk about wheat bread, they use whole wheat flour.
Okay.
Yes. So what I would say that what we use in Ghana, what we call our brown bread or wheat bread, is more of a refined wheat flour. Then we add wheat bran to it.
Okay.
Yes. To add that fiber back.
Okay.
Yes.
So that, okay. All right, guys, remember fiber is good. You remember we spoke about all those things. So definitely brown bread. You have to go with brown bread.
Yeah.
Eggs. We've heard so many things. Don't eat more than one egg a day. Oh, you can eat more than one egg a day. If you eat more than one egg a day, only eat the yolk for one. Don't eat the yolk for the rest. What is the truth?
Well,
and this is probably going to be a clip. So mind what you say, because Ghanaians love eggs. That's so pressure. Tell us, what is the truth?
Put me on the spot.
One egg a day?
It's supposed to be, it can't take more than that. But I need to put this into context.
Okay.
It needs to be taken in the frame whereby it needs to meet your total protein intake. Like, it needs to be incorporated in your total protein intake for the day, or your total protein needs for that day.
What does that mean? Like, if I take 3 eggs in a day. Mm-hmm. I cannot eat protein again.
No, you can. But okay. One thing is that we calculate. So when you come, we would assess you. And oh, for you, you require this amount of protein.
Okay.
Then we are able to then break it down into various foods or protein foods.
But doctor, you know, so this is like, for somebody that's watching this, right? They're not going to come to you for you to do all of this calculation and tell them all. So as they are living their day-to-day lives and they are eating eggs, how many can they have?
This would be a bit...
It's a tricky question.
Yes, a very tricky question. It's challenging. But what's like per the recommendations?
Mm-hmm.
You can have at least multiple eggs a day.
Okay.
But you just need to take the
yolk out.
Yes, you can have egg white. Yeah.
Okay, you can eat multiple eggs if you're eating the egg whites.
Yeah.
But then if you are going to have multiple eggs, you can only eat the egg yolk for one.
So
is that what you're saying?
Like, there's still a lot of debate around it. Because one thing that people say, oh, the yolk is a source of cholesterol. It is a source of cholesterol. But one thing is that it's dietary cholesterol. It's what the body prefers. And it can easily use for the makeup of various for enzymes, for hormones, for body components, yes.
But also, boiled versus fried?
Boiled.
Boiled is better?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're going to have, would you say, I mean, this may not be in your books, but...
if you want to fry it, you just have to add a lot of vegetables to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Into the egg?
Yeah.
Or have it with vegetables as well?
Yeah, alongside.
So if you're going to have multiple eggs a day, you would advise that multiple boiled eggs is better than multiple fried eggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll go with that. Eating late is bad. You know, there's a joke. They say that the stomach doesn't have closing time. So, for example, you know, maybe you ate breakfast, you had a busy day, you couldn't eat lunch, and you are home, it's 9 p.m. They said, don't eat late. So, what am I
going
to do?
So eating late is bad in the sense that if you eat a very heavy meal, so foods that are heavy in carbohydrates and heavy in fats. Because one thing is that at that point in time, so 9 p.m., let's use the analogy of 9 p.m.,
uh-huh.
You might sleep at 9 p.m., or you get home, you want to eat. If you eat at 9 p.m., are you going to sleep immediately after eating?
Mm.
And if you do that, if you decide to sleep immediately after eating, what's going to happen is that your body is, at that point in time, your body is in a state of rest. Your body is in a state of rest.
So the food is not going to be digested?
Not really, but it's going to lead to this thing. Your body isn't going to necessarily, it would digest it, but its usage, because your metabolism is going to go down. Because you're resting.
So then it should be deposited as?
Yes, as fat. So the body isn't necessarily active. So the body isn't using a lot of energy at that point in time. So now one thing is that the body, it's very smart. It's designed to keep you alive. So once it's there, it's going to ensure that, oh, this is there. We don't have use for it. Let's just store it as
somewhere.
Fat. Yes. So
your
body stores energy in two forms.
Okay.
So that's glucose.
Mm-hmm.
So it stores in the form of glycogen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stored in mainly the muscles and the liver.
Okay.
So fats, yeah, it's stored basically almost everywhere in the body. But it varies from male to female. So
as you where can show, it will go.
Yes. For women, it's meant to go to some certain places. For men, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
But
why did you say it like where are you supposed to go? The way you said it, now I want to know where are you supposed to go. Doctor, where does the fat go in men?
So ideally, so men, we are supposed, so fat is at least so in our abdomen.
Okay.
But it's supposed to be there at a certain percentage, not a lot.
A lot.
Yes.
Abdomen, okay.
Yeah, so abdominal fats.
Oh, okay.
It's not supposed to be there in a large proportion. So at least because fats fat plays a major role in at least in ensuring that we regulate our body temperature, it acts as insulation and at least shock absorption for our organs. So At that point in time, so your body is storing, it's going to store it as fat. And if you constantly do that, your body's going to store more.
So that's why if you are constantly eating late, you gain more weight because
your body's storing that energy.
Oh, okay. All right. So another thing, they always say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So I know people who they don't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
In fact, I know someone that said that, you have to let your digestive system rest.
Then what's your digestion doing when you're asleep?
Oh my God. It's true. You have said it. I think we can move on.
But to answer that question, so breakfast. Like I said, like the word breakfast, you're breaking a fast because depending on the time you slept, it's going to be a 10 to 18 hour fast.
18 hours.
Yeah, depending on some people.
Nobody's sleeping for 18 hours in Ghana, I beg you.
Sorry. Yeah, so,
6 hours.
Six to 10 hours. Sorry. Yeah. Did I say 18 hours? I was thinking of something. Yeah, 6 to 10 hours. Yeah. So at that point in time, your body has gone through its glycogen stores, glucose stores. So your body can store maximum. Yeah, so 18 hours. So that's why I made reference to the 18 hours. So at that point in time, your body will have depleted most of it.
Okay.
And you are supposed to replenish those stores.
In the morning, before you go about your work.
And it's going to give you energy. So at least you can go about, because in the morning, that's where our peak hour, like that's our peak time.
Yeah.
And that's when, Charlie, you're hustling to try and
get you are chasing church or Wundidi. You know.
Then one thing is that if you skip your breakfast, you are going to overeat at your next
meal. At your lunch or something.
Whether lunch or supper. And if you skip meals often, that's what you do. Because you think that, Charlie.
And when you overeat,
the economy is hard.
It's not balanced.
Yes. And your body is going to use, it's not necessarily balanced. At that point in time, maybe it will be balanced because your body will be craving. So you take a lot of carbohydrates. Then most of the time, it's going to process carbs, then, fats, then maybe some small protein. At point in time, it's not going to be balanced. So you're just trying to feel full, and carbohydrates would
do that for you.
Make you feel full. But even though it's not a meal that will necessarily make you feel full.
I've also heard people say that if you eat a lot of fatty foods, drink warm water, it will burn the fat.
No.
These are ridiculous. My friend sent these to me. I'm like, what the hell?
Don't do anything like that. Because one thing is that your body, like I said, it's a smart system.
Yes.
So find the normal body temperature is around 37 degrees, but your core body temperature is a bit higher.
And if you drink warm water, you can't even put 100 degrees water in your mouth.
Yeah, so drinking warm water, like I just don't get. Anytime people come around, they tell me that, like I just.
Oh, people have been saying that.
Oh yeah, they've been saying that.
And who is making these things up?
Well, it's just people feel like they do experiments outside of the human body, and they think that once it's done,
it doesn't work.
But that's not so. One thing is that we live in a very temperate,
it's hot.
It's very hot.
Yes.
And you're going to drink hot water too on top. You're just raising your body temperature.
That's crazy.
And one thing is that your body, and it's not the fat, it's not the hot water that's going to melt in the fat. Your stomach is producing HCl. Your stomach is also moving to at least crush or at least grind it to make it sure that it's able to move through the digestive system. Your body is going to release enzymes, lipases, to digest those fats. So from your pancreas also. So it's going to release some lipase to break down those fats.
And the best way to actually attack the fat is through fiber, like you said.
Yes, to bind excess fat.
Yeah, so eat a little bit of fiber instead of drinking hot water. What do you think about intermittent fasting? I've met a lot of people who are trying to lose weight and they say, I'm doing OMAD, one meal a day, intermittent fasting.
Oh, intermittent is not necessarily one meal a day.
Oh, I mean, I'm putting them together.
Yeah, but
let's start with intermittent fasting.
So the intermittent fasting, so for what I know it's used to help some people to control their blood sugars. I know it was initially used in people with diabetes.
Oh, okay.
What I've read.
But for weight loss, what do you think?
Yeah, but it's a side effect. Like it would lead to weight loss. Because how intermittent fasting goes is like you're fasting and you are going to, so you fast for a prolonged time, but you're going to eat like your total daily energy requirements within a set amount of time, like within 8 to 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it spread across the entire
the whole day.
So you skip breakfast. So you have, maybe you have your breakfast maybe around 1.
Okay.
Then you finish eating by...
Hey, you know the Ghanaian brunch.
But one thing that needs to be controlled, it needs to the food needs to be calculated whereby it's meeting your total
needs,
or at least, or less than your total daily energy needs.
Oh, less than?
Yeah. So at least, so if it's to help you lose weight, there needs to be a deficit in your energy intake from the food that you get.
Okay.
So they'll skip breakfast, then they'll have them a late breakfast. Maybe around 1 midday, then they would, it'll be spaced out. So 2 to 3 hours, then you have your lunch, then your next meal at that time. Okay. Well, can it technically be called lunch if it's after 3 o'clock?
I mean, breakfast, no crowd, for the one lunch.
So let me just, so your first meal of the day, then, 2 to 3 hours, 4 hours, then you have your next meal, then the next 4 hours again.
So basically, it works, but it has to be done well and regulated. So that's what they're saying. I want to move on to Gary. They say that if you eat a lot of Gary, your eyes will hurt. It ruins your eyesight, sorry.
It's something that I recall. That's, it's something that we debunked back in school.
Oh, it's not true.
Oh, it's not true.
So where did that come from?
So it's more of, how should I call it? It's more of a local, this thing. Because one thing, people were just eating Gary, 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 uh-huh. Gary, Gary. But you can't eat Gary without nothing.
Ebi moye.
Hey.
How many options?
Hey, crab, at least the Gary that you pour water.
Okay, soakings? What about soakings?
Soakings, fine. Gary, okay. Soakings, you add your sugar, you add some milk. Hey, crab, even if you add milk, crab, granite, and cats here.
So you mean Gary on its own, no rigari, cassava flakes, raw, that one is not, it can cause something to your eyes?
Not necessarily, but it's, one thing is that the issue is a deficiency. Because maybe, but I'm sure it's a wrong correlation. Let me put it that way.
That people have made.
Yeah, people have made. Oh, because they realize that people who have bad eyesight, because they were deficient in vitamin A or so, they realize that, they were eating a lot of Gary. And they just made, they just made
somebody just made that funny correlation. That, I see.
Too much Gary will lead to bad eyesight, but it's not necessarily
true.
Because
okay.
It's a deficiency because they weren't taking, they weren't adding the necessary accoutrements to go along with
the Gary.
Yes, at least they crack Gary. If you're taking your Gary, but you take it with your soup.
Gary for talk akra.
So that's fine. So
okay. So the last thing I have here, somebody said I should ask that. How many times can you eat gobe in a week? People like gobe.
Oh, I know.
Is it fine to eat beans?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's,
like almost, let's say four times a week.
Yes, yeah, you can.
It's fine.
Yeah, so if you go to the Ghana Food Based Dietary Guidelines, you realize that they are pushing more of taking more plant protein. So beans is a plant protein.
Both the red and white beans?
Yeah. Bambara beans, yeah. So they're pushing for more.
In the red oil?
Yeah, so as long as it's not
because you told me that the red oil when I'm cooking I shouldn't shake it.
Yes,
because you said just use the top.
Yeah, you just use the fluid parts and the liquid.
Why?
Parts.
What's wrong?
Because it's palm oil. It's a source of it's a fat source.
Okay.
So one of the things that we have two types of fats: saturated fats and unsaturated fats.
Which one is good? Which one is bad?
Both are needed by the body.
Okay.
But they are needed in certain proportions.
Proportions, okay.
So the palm oil is rich in both.
Both.
Saturated and unsaturated fats. So the ones that settles below is the saturated
fats.
Which are not supposed to take a large quantity of.
Oh, okay.
You can have it in your diet, but it's not supposed to be a large. But what we do is that, we want to cheat. So we go and put the palm oil by the, we either put it in put it in hot water, or we put it by the side of a cold pot or something, at least to help the fats melt.
But that's not working.
No, you are just melting the saturated fats. You are taking in large quantities. At that point in time, the unsaturated fats are the ones that are on top, which are healthy.
Okay.
And one thing that, what's above, there's still some saturated fats inside the unsaturated fats. So it's also good. So you aren't supposed. So that's why. That's
but in conclusion, Gobe is good, and you can eat it as much as you want.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you told me something about reusing oil.
Yes.
You know, for most people, because of the economy, you fry the thing. Then because you have poured a lot of oil to fry it, when you finish, you don't want to throw the oil away. Then you store it, and then you use it to fry again and again until the oil becomes black. That's when you throw it away. Dietitian Stanley says that is wrong. Can you explain why it's bad to reuse oil?
So it's bad in the sense that, like I said, so the types of fat, saturated and unsaturated fats. Mm-hmm. So it also depends on the type of oil that you use. And one thing is that people use seed oils a lot. So
seed oil, sunflower.
Yeah, sunflower oil, canola oil, soybean oil. They use those ones a lot for frying, even though they aren't.
They are not meant for frying?
Yes.
What should you use for frying? Vegetable oil?
Yeah, vegetable oil, phytol, palm oil. But one thing is that it's not recommended to use it for deep frying. Because
which one?
Like
all vegetable oil is
all
not
those, yeah. So all those oils aren't
recommended for deep frying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though people use it for deep frying.
So what do you use for deep frying?
Don't deep fry. Don't deep fry.
Oh wow.
Well, you have to do some shallow frying.
Shallow frying, so
the oil shouldn't cover
the whole food.
Yeah, so that you flay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And yeah, so you were saying that if you reuse oil, every time you heat the oil, it's broken down into
So it goes back to its molecular structure. So the lipid bonds are bonds in the fats that make it what it is.
Okay.
So once it's exposed to oil.
Heat.
So heat. Once it's exposed to a lot of heat, those bonds tend to break.
Break.
Once they break, they turn and form new bonds that are more unhealthy. So the trans fats and the cis fats. And when you use it for a long.
So with every frying, you are heating, it is breaking down to bad fats. Then you fry it again, more bad fats. So you are using it.
And one thing is that once you deep fry, the food absorbs all the fats.
Oh, all the bad fats. And then.
Yes, then you eat it.
So it leads to high cholesterol.
Yes, it can also lead to high cholesterol. Okay. It will lead to high cholesterol.
Okay. But you also said that usually if you go out and then like I've bought food that has been fried, you should remove the skin. For example,
for the protein. Yeah,
but for Friday, I'm the only one who knows. You wear in the
side. So that's why it's advised that try to read the intake of deep fried.
Okay. All right. So to conclude, real quick, just want to know. So I'm going to mention an organ of the body. You mentioned a superfood. So food that's like if you eat, it helps that particular organ. Mm-hmm. All right. So the heart.
The heart. There are quite a lot. So off my head. So nuts.
Nuts,
yes,
so almond nuts, ground nuts,
yes,
cashew nuts,
yeah.
Oh, okay, so, okay, kidney,
water,
yes. No, so Stanley said we're actually supposed to be drinking 2 liters of water.
That's the minimum,
actually. 2.5. So, you know, the small bottle, the 500 ml, that's four,
yeah, so that's four to five bottles,
of, four to or, five
or
bottles,
the pure, or the pure water sachet. So
oh, pure sachet, so
yeah, 500 mils,
a day, guys. Because when you drink more water, you are helping the kidneys do its work, right? You're washing.
So yeah, necessarily, you're ensuring that your blood is not too viscous, and this to ensure that at least your kidneys, at least are perfused. At least blood flow is increased to the kidneys,
so yes,
they can function properly.
Mm.
Because if you are dehydrated, you don't take enough water. You're taking a lot of.
Coke.
Sugar sweetened beverages, alcohol and all that. You're not taking enough water. You think, oh, fine. Those ones are putting you at risk of other complications.
Yeah.
And it's going to make your blood more viscous.
Viscous. There's a lot of people that like work in like AC areas, so they don't sweat and they forget to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure that you buy a bottle, put it by your desk. And then if your bottle can get like at least 500 ml, fill it. You know, that's your target for the day. Drink more water. Liver.
Liver, I would say protein.
Protein?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the best protein? I heard pork is the best protein. pork is a good protein.
No, so if you're talking about protein qualities, egg whites.
Egg whites?
Yes.
That's number one.
Yes, that's number one.
Followed by pork?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
So followed by deep-seared Like let's say fish from the deep sea
so, fish.
Yeah, so tuna, mackerel,
salmon.
Sardines.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, but those are tin sardines. No.
Not the tin sardines. Yes. Why is tin sardines bad?
Well, it depends. So if they used omega-3 oils to can it, no problem. But if they used some
other things, so now we have to be reading. Yeah. Okay, for omega-3. Okay, so last one, your skin.
So
mango. You know,
so
that
right now, so when it comes to your skin, so you need foods that are rich in vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C. So that's basically the fruits.
Vitamin A,
vitamin E, and vitamin C.
And C. Yes. You know that guy, Ashton Hall? He was, maybe you've not seen him, but he literally puts banana peels.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
No, for that, I don't know its cosmetic effect.
You don't know?
When I first saw it, I was.
You were confused.
Yes, like, wait, why?
Don't worry, rest your
Because is he trying to mock us? He's black, banana peel.
Oh, that's where your mind went.
Yes, unfortunately. Okay.
Well, I just think that now that you don't know, then it was probably something that he just did for, sugar reasons.
Yeah. He didn't just swim.
Anyway, okay, guys, also soon, this has been a lengthy conversation, and I know that sometimes when we get very technical and healthy, a lot of people switch off, but it's very important that in your youth, you take care of your body, the things that you're putting into it and everything, because when you grow older, right, some of these complications, it will reduce the quality of life that you can live. In Simamo Hun say mu hey day since they be an hey mu kano pizza Monday to Friday, wait the pizza. Drink water, put some fiber in your diet, and be wary of eating deep fried foods. Right?
Yeah. All right. Exercise too.
Exactly. So in case people want to reach you, he can draw up a food timetable for you. You can go and see him, go through your schedule, and he'll tell you the kind of things you should eat, what you should take out. So I don't know. Do you want to share your number or something? Or that one day they should DM us and then we'll take us on a case by case basis.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. So they can, so their dietitian's all over.
Okay.
Most of the
maybe some people want you.
Want me?
So. And obviously, maybe I will be by now. The is different. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they can reach me on my Vodafone.
Okay.
So, yeah. So 0202767829. Yeah. So that's my Vodafone. So you can also reach me on WhatsApp. So
please introduce yourself and say why you are. Don't do hi. Don't do hi. Then you are leaving it.
Exactly hi now. I'll just archive you.
Yes. Introduce yourself. Say that my name is Sally. I heard you on the Sister Accra podcast and I would like to engage your services. Why? We are higher or be archive. Anyway, guys, that's our conversation with dietitian Stanley Oklu. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you too.
All right. Back, and shout out to you, dietitian Stanley. Okay, he's a really nice guy. You know, I'm the kind of person that, like, I don't like to feel like I'm bothering people. So I remember, like, he told me, oh, anytime you're eating, if you have a question, send me pictures of your food if you have a question. And in my mind I was like, every time? I eat three times a day constantly. Like, I don't play about my food. I eat three times a day. Listen, I have a high metabolism. If I don't eat, I get the shakes. So I'm like, really? And one day I just started doing it. I started taking the picture and he would look at it, he would tell you, too much oil here. Oh, I don't see enough greens, you know? And I was just following, you know? And, I had come in January, I think in December, I checked my cholesterol, it was borderline high. And 3 months after I started interacting with Stanley and following his orders and things, I checked and I had come down drastically. And he was even shocked, because the thing about me is I'm very anal about stuff, right? So he said, oh, you know what? Just reduce it. Everything that I should reduce, I cut it out. I haven't eaten deep fried foods in like 3 months, y'all. I cut it out. Seriously. I haven't eaten fried yam in 3 months. I'm so fried yam. And it came down. And he's like, you know what? It's not at the lowest that it can be. If you keep it up, it can keep going down.
And so, you know, I hope you guys learned something, you know, and let me tell you something, engage your doctors. I'm the kind of person that I probably shouldn't be Googling my symptoms and stuff because I see too much. And then now I have to ask all these questions, but I ask so many questions. I ask the pharmacist, I ask them about the food, the medicine, what it's used for. Like, you know, they write all these funny, funny things and then you're just supposed to take them in direction. Mm-mm. I'd be like, what does this do? Oh, this is supposed to help you do this. What does this do? If I forget to do it at the pharmacy, I will go and Google it. Ask your doctors, talk to them. Okay. Cause like Dietitian Stanley said, we're all different. Our body makeup is very different. So you need to ask questions because sometimes what is a general advice will not work for you. You know what I mean? But anyway, I hope you enjoy the interview.
I am one of the women of God who thinks that before you marry a man, you must see his penis. You must see it. You must hold it. You must feel it and make sure it's working. Why are you being like uncomfortable like that?
No, I want to make your point. Yes, you do. Let me drink water.
All right, guys. Now listen, okay? It's another episode where you guys get to listen or discover or, I mean, get introduced to some new music from some new people. Also, Q Music is not about just new music and new people, you know? It's a music spotlight, you know, segment. And guess who we have? Jubed. Yes, we've got Jubed. Have you guys heard that song? Rua, 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 nyansa, rua, 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 rua. Oh my God. On this new episode of Q Music, we're going to be talking to emerging artist Rua Hitmaker. See how I did that? Yeah. Not Rua Hitmaker, like something from the newspapers. Oh my goodness. Rua Hitmaker, Jubed.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Q Music.
Nobody in particular, all up, people down my, nobody want in my Adidas, all up, Adimina, all of the money, my Janina, all up, my party, Nago de Iga Mekanina.
Is Jubed your actual name?
Yes, please, it's my actual name. My full name is Jubed Chebafo.
Yeah. What does Jubed stand for?
Praise and worship. It's Judah and Obed combined.
Oh.
So Judah means praise, Obed means worship.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I know SZA and Tems are two of your biggest music inspirations.
Yeah.
Which SZA and Tems song can you hear yourself doing a remix of? Like if they called you and say, hey, jump on this song, which SZA song and which Tems song? Yeah.
So SZA, I can lose when I'm with you. Yeah, and then Tems, Love Me JJ. Yeah. Basically.
You would jump on Love Me JJ.
Of course, I love it. I love that song so much. I love Love Me JJ so much.
Mm.
And then Snooze by SZA too. Love it.
Both your songs, Kilo Day and Rua, were both inspired by women. Would you say that your artist's narrative that you're going for is kind of like the lover boy kind of music? Is that what you see your music being? Or do you think that you're more than just the lover boy kind of sound?
I think I'm more of like a gentleman, not a lover boy. Yeah, just a gentleman, just talking about, because I'm more of like a broad thinker. I had three sisters, which I'm the firstborn. So growing up, I had the responsibility to be like the big brother kind of status. So I had to always be a gentleman, not to make them cry, treat them the best way I can so that at the end of the day, they can look at a man like, okay, this is the type of man I really would want. I want to be with somebody like my brother, even though I don't want somebody like me for them, because I feel like they might like men in various places. I can be, I want to be a standard, but also I have to allow them to choose which kind of person they would want to be with. Mm. But I want them to be with somebody who genuinely respects them, love them, and I appreciate them. So I'll go for that kind of gentleman kind of feel, artist. I'm not a lover boy, just a gentleman.
Okay. But, for Rua, what does that say about the kind of music you make, the way the song sounds, right? Sonically, is that defining of your sound, or would you say that's just like one of the things you can do? Because it has a very distinct sound. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't really sound like most songs the way. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the things I could do. Because just as I said, I like pop and R&B. I love. If my management gave me the chance to create a whole R&B album, I would be so happy. But I have to, first of all, I have to make people know about my culture, where I'm from. So that's why I brought Rua. Rua was because my mom is a northerner. My dad is from Sunyani, but I was born in Kumasi and I've lived in Accra. So like I think I've not really given too much attention to my mom's side, even though I've been there before. So I just felt like, let me just start my whole career, like something good with introducing my mom's side to people. Like, oh, I'm a northerner too, by the way, that kind of vibe.
We've seen your music and you yourself literally with everyone from Mac Brown. I've seen you in videos with Sarkodie, Becca, Shasawali, like all of these people.
Yeah.
What, like for someone that's you, an emerging artist, I know all of this is happening at the same time for you. How does that feel? And what are you learning from? Because I've seen videos where they are talking to you. There was a video where you were starting with Shasawali or Medical. And what are they telling you?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to thank God because it's just the grace of God. It's not even just, you know, the amount of messages I've gotten from even big artists. You know, aside them, a lot of big artists in Ghana, a lot of big artists in Nigeria. And that's why I'm saying there's going to be a lot of surprises coming in soon. But it's just grace because I don't know what is happening myself. I would just be sitting down, then I just go somewhere and meet somebody who, because Shatawale, so what Shatawale did was that he brought me in, told me, bro, I love your music. He told me that and I was like, I'm so honored. And then he was like, keep doing what you're doing. You know, and your style is different. Keep it like that. Don't let nobody change the narrative, you know, of how you should move. Sarkodie too, one of the things I picked up from him was also telling me that when I'm in my space making music alone, I love it. I'm alone doing my music. So why is it that if the music comes out, I'm trying to look for people's perspective about the song to change the way I want it to go. I should enjoy the song as much as I was enjoying it when I was alone. That's also one big thing he said that sticked in my mind. And now Mama Brown has been like a mother, always chasing me everywhere, you know, telling me how proud she is and how much she's grateful for, you know, how much I'm grateful for having her to be part of this journey. You know, a lot more. Kwame IMP also came in the DMs, also congratulated me. Kamido did a lot. It's a whole lot. So, it's amazing. I just say it's an honor and I'm humbled to have such people in my life as an emerging artist. It shows that there's going to be a lot of growth in the future. So let's follow what God has for us and let's see how it goes.
Okay. So to close out the interview, we definitely want to hear your voice. So I don't know if you want to sing Rua, you want to sing Kilode, or you want to sing anything else, but I want to show whoever is watching this video, and this is probably like the first time that they are seeing Jubed.
Oh, okay.
And want to know what the talent is.
Yeah. So one of the songs that has ever kept me going, it says, every day I just they keep things for life. Know how to move, cause I'm no sacrifice. Lose control, still hold on tight. Won't be the only time. I'm a soldier, I know how to fight. I make fire when it's cold in the night. And if you need a shoulder to cry, I'll give you mine. If I'm lying,
Let the ocean and sea start trying. Let the birds in the sky start flying. All the trees in the world start dying. All start dying.
Yeah, so that's If I'm Lying by Burna Boy. It's my go-to sound. And wow. It keeps me going.
Yeah. I feel like you almost sound like Giveon.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, he's also like a big inspiration. I think when it comes to style, and I pick a few things from him. That's why I said I'm not a lover boy, but I'm more like a gentleman. Yeah.
Giveon is not known as a gentleman, I'm just saying. All right, I think that's our interview. Right, thank you so much for coming to it.
Show me your body, make a display all the money for your talk. Yeah, Monica, make a know the money time for your talk. Finally, as I don't reach, because I'm a know the talk. Yeah, Monica, make a know the money time for your talk. Yeah. Rua, oh no.
It's now time for us to get into our listener letters. Yes, this is where people write to us and they ask us for advice. I don't know. They say I give good advice. But I just feel like y'all are just here for the comedy because I know I'm funny. So let's get into our first letter. And what am I going to be calling this one? You know what? I'm going to call this one Keisha because I'm watching forever. And this is from a girl. Hi, Joseph. There's this guy I've been talking to. I told him something about my past, which made me feel ashamed. Because of that, I blocked him on all socials. But after thoroughly thinking about it, I unblocked him. Now tell me that is not Keisha. Tell me this is not Keisha. The whole forever, the blocking and unblocking in the first episode and the second. Yeah, Keisha. Okay, when I unblocked him and we started talking again, he mentioned that he was disappointed, but he gave me some conditions I'd have to abide by if I wanted us to be the way we used to be. Conditions abide by? Huh? Wait, how long have you been talking to this guy? This guy I've been talking to, I told him something about. How long? He give you conditions, terms and conditions? Okay. All right. So listen, guys, she wrote down the conditions. Let's get into it. They are number one, don't call until he calls. Number two, don't complain when he calls, don't complain when he calls, even after 2 weeks or 2 months. Send nudes every day, every 3 days. Don't start a new talking stage with anyone. Don't accept favors from any man. Pick his calls regardless of where I am or what. Girl, what are you going to ask me? I'm sorry. I don't even want to finish the letter because I feel like if you ask me, what do? I don't know. I might just insult you. I'm sorry. Like, listen, the only thing I want to see in the final paragraph is he's a comedian and he was trying out a new set for a stand-up. This is, what? Hey, all this to prove that I'm worthy of him. Joseph, this is fucked up and I'm utterly terrified. What advice do you have for me, Keisha? Block me back. Block me back because I'm going to block you first. What do you mean, what advice do I have for you? Love yourself. Yeah. Love yourself. I saw a TikTok, and listen, I'm back in TikTok, right? Not creating, consuming. And I see a lot of things, and I know the algorithm is feeding me what I need right now because I'm on a journey to heal myself, okay? I have a very, very stubborn brain. You know, I'm fine on the outside. Y'all see me every day. It's a battle. You know, I tell you that there's 16 bad bitches that live in my head. Well, right now it's giving baddies, and they're beating each other every single day. Yeah, I'm going through it, but it's okay. So I'm like, you know, on this journey where I'm trying to be very intentional and understand my thoughts and where I'm coming from every time I think things and feel things. And so I'm on this like deep TikTok. And I think, I forgot the guy's name, but he said, no, it was she. A clip I saw, she said, nobody's going to be able to love you completely the way you want to be loved. Listen to that. Nobody is going to love you completely the way you want to be loved. Not deserved, not need, want. Because you will realize that even with the best people, the best girlfriend, the best boyfriend, there are certain things that you wish they would do or certain things that you wish would come to them naturally, but they fall short of them. But it's just because the other things are like overcompensating or the other things are good enough. What's good enough? What is that? The other things are good enough for you to stay.
You are the only person who's going to know what it takes to love you completely, because you know what you want, the extent to which you like it. You know what you don't want, the extent to which you don't want it. You know. And when your mood switches in that very time, you know what you need. You know what you want. But somebody that doesn't live in your head will not know. And sometimes they'll try to figure you out. And in trying to figure you out, they will not act in ways that you expect them to act. And in that period, you'll be like, oh, why can't he just do this? Because there are certain things that only you can do for yourself. So I need you to love yourself. You made me very serious. I was ready to make jokes. But I'm reading the lesson. I'm like, what is this? This is extortion. Sexual assaults. All inside. All inside. Send nudes every 3 days. Now, so now what? Chat. Crack, crack. Already late submission. And I know the why you're late. Now, 2A. I don't know. I feel like this is a joke. I just feel like it's a joke. The part where he said, don't call until he calls, I was like, okay, okay, okay. Somebody's in their feelings. But when he said, don't complain when he calls after 2 weeks or months, I said, if you're that in your feelings, then you're childish. Then send nudes every 3 days. I said, get the fuck out of here. That was where I was done. But I was like, I have to read the rest of it so everybody knows what the hell is going on here. But like, Keisha, love yourself, okay? Go and watch Forever. Listen to some uplifting music. Or get lost in deep TikTok like me. Listen, listen. It's if you can't afford therapy, you just need to follow the right video. In fact, watch the right videos on TikTok. Just one video that's speaking to you and it will come flooding in. Mix it with some funny shit because life is not that serious, okay? You need to be able to laugh every day. Make it a goal. But anyway, that's what I have for Keisha. If you guys think that there's something that you want to tell Keisha that I haven't seen it, because I don't know what y'all going to say, you know what to do. Hashtag Sincerely Accra on Twitter. Let's get the conversation going on the comment section and the Instagrams and the YouTubes and the, you know what I mean? Run it up. All right. We'll be right back to do the shout outs.
Yeah. 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 You know the name,
from
right?
The root down to the carpet. Yeah. Baby, make you no mistake, me for a pervert. From the root down to the carpet. Baby, make you no mistake, me for a pervert. From the root down to the carpet.
A-S-E-M-I. Did you want to go me so baby, let me be your cushion. Did y'all want to relax it, baby, let me do the pushing. Me cry me rocket, so baby, you can call me Houston. Push on the aloma gym, be testing to me, call me boosted.
In and out, I'm going in and when I'm coming out. You gonna be screaming, oh, he out. Where your big boy flexing, when it comes to sexing, I'll rock to the end of the night.
I got a secret, do you wanna hear it? You're always on my mind, 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 mind. I'm telling my friends that I'm gonna hit it. Cause baby girl, you're fine, fine, fine,
so
fine.
When I get you, girl,
we gon' be jumping, jumping.
When I get you, girl,
baby gon' be humping, humping.
So when I get you, girl,
we gon' be jumping, jumping.
When I get you, girl,
baby gon' be humping.
All right, now listen, I was out, I told you, I was out last time. No, I didn't tell you, but I was out recently. And I ran into this girl. She said she's called Irefua. She's from Barbados. She's Ghanaian, but she lives in Barbados. She said she travels around. And she was telling me she's a big fan. Listen, she was walking with like, I think two people. She literally stopped. You know how like when you're walking into the club or function or whatever, you walk with a group of people, right? And one person stops. It's kind of like you have to hover around because you guys don't want to get lost or whatever, right? She held up the whole crew. I thought it was going to be a quick, oh, hello, hi, you know. But she knelt down by my chair and we were chatting. And I saw the man that she was with, like, he kept like, you know, looking at me. And I was like, not like in a like a menacing way. But he was like, you could tell, oh, like, you know, can you get a movie, you know? So I was like, you know what? The people you're with are like, waiting for you. And she was like, nah, she was talking. She was like, she watched me put her name in my phone. Because she knew I would have forgotten by morning. But Irefua, thank you. She said she's been spreading the podcast, telling everybody to listen. So I'm really grateful. Kwame and I are really grateful. Thank you. It was nice meeting you. And hey, keep sharing the good work because you know what it is. We love that. We love that. We love that. Okay, guys, listen. It's been a very, very interesting episode, if I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. Hold up. Yeah. Shout out to Rumi and Blue. No, shout out to Rumi and Sir Love Blue. Hey, I'm also in the hive, so allow it. But anyway, guys, all too soon, we've come to another exciting... what is going on? We've come to the end of another exciting episode, guys. Yes. We love you for sticking and staying. Great takeaways. Take care of your health first by starting with what you're putting in your mouth. I'm not saying that way intentionally. I was trying to be, you know, philosophical with it, but listen, eat right. Okay. Just eat right. We love you guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. Keep checking for us. If it's your new first time listening, you really enjoyed this. Look, rate it, tell somebody about it. And look, ask around. If it's not 5-star, save it. Nobody's asking for your 4-star, 3-star. Nobody wants to read about how you don't find this thing entertaining. Nobody wants to read your critique about Cecilia Carr podcast. What people want to see is high praise. Okay? So high praise or leave it. Okay? Nothing in between. It's one thing only. I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR network. And of course, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori, my co-creator and producer. I love you guys for listening. My name is Joseph Inti, and keep checking for us because you know it's always a good time on the Sincerely Accra podcast. I'm going to love you, leave you, and catch you on the next one. Peace.
Bremina minche, Matina watche, chiche mi su mi pe. Ode, ode, ode. Ande, ande, ande. Matina watche, Bremina minche, Matina watche, chiche mi su mi pe. Ode, ode, ode. Ande, ande, ande. Osa, osa, na wana neba. Beginning to think I don't need another lover. Found you today, I don't wanna go back. I don't want to be with a Casanova. Yes, I will never ever forgive if you do the least, I will find another. Why you want to leave when you know it's you? But there is something about you I need. Maybe I'll wake up with you in my dream. I thought they sing you some Molly Shakis. Never love another nigga. It's you and I forever, baby. This is now or never. Forget the issues now. We cool, my cool, my moon. We deem, but more. I know we meant to spend the rest of life together, baby.
The day wore the brown outfit was when I knew I had fallen. Without you, I don't know if I can breathe again or feel again. I'm worried. Wossa, wossa, na wana neba. Beginning to think I don't need another lover. Found you today, I don't wanna go back. I don't want to be with a Casanova. Yes, I will never ever forgive if you do the least, I will find another. Why you want to leave when you know it's you? But there is something about you I need. Maybe I'll wake up with you in my dream. I thought they sing you some Molly Shakis.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.